and I were the 97. My daughter and I were now the 98. I had learned all that I was to learn, and I had set a path for myself as instructed. I was as certain of what was expected of me as I was of the sun coming up every day. That certainty would not last. While removing Mother's personal items from the laboratory, I stumbled upon a box of papers I had never seen. In it were handwritten notes and a dozen scientific papers from the previous century. There was a brilliant paper from 1824 by French mathematician Joseph Fourier, in which he calculated the temperature of an Earth without an atmosphere, another by John Tyndall, an Irish physicist, about the effect of certain gases on infrared radiation. The one that caught my attention was from an electrochemist of all people, a man by the name of Svante Arrhenius. In 1896 he had presented at the Stockholm Physical Society a paper titled On the Influence of Carbonic Acid in the Air Upon the Temperature of the Ground. In it he performed calculations on the effect of increased or decreased CO2 concentrations on the temperature of Earth. I was not so much interested in the paper itself as I was in the countless scribbles my mother had added, no doubt over years, judging by the different inks she used. Mother had spent most of her life working in physics. Her passion was electromagnetic waves, but, like all of us, she also spent a fair amount of time dabbling in anything from astrophysics to propulsion and flight dynamics. One year before I was born, I suspect the moment she decided it was time to bear a child, Mother had copied all her notes on EM waves and sent them to a promising student at the University of Berlin. From then on, she would sporadically perform new experiments, but spent a good portion of her time collecting and analysing air samples. She had regular correspondence with professors at various universities doing the same at her request, and carefully logged 30 years of data from across Europe inside notebooks. Mother was a brilliant physicist. This was tedious, unrewarding work at best. Why would she waste her time caring about the weather? I found the answer in her diary. Mother was worried we would run out of time. If carbon dioxide levels kept rising, plant life, and soon all life on this world, would eventually come to an end. She wanted to know how fast it was happening, and whether or not we could do anything about it. If Earth was doomed, her life and that of the 97 that came before her had been a colossal waste of time. She had read our journals, felt the pain and sacrifice of each of her ancestors. She had watched her mother die. Was all of it for nothing? Every cell in her body was aching for an answer. She needed to know if our lives meant anything. Answering that question also became my life's work. I make it sound like it was a calling. It was not. At least not at first. The war had infused my mother with a deep sense of urgency. I was still a child when it ended, and what suffering I remembered served as a reminder to enjoy every moment. For me, our lives were about the journey, not the destination. I took up Mother's research as a pastime. I spent most of my days teaching Sarah everything I knew, a task that proved much more challenging than what I had imagined. This was my way to escape, like scrapbooking or playing birich. Perhaps more than anything, it was something I could share with Ahmet. I will never know if it was the work he enjoyed or my opening up to him. I like to think it was both, but he poured himself into it. He was with me the whole time. He helped collect samples. He even travelled to France to get a better spectrophotometer. For nearly 20 years he was a competent assistant, a constant supporter, a faithful husband. He was also a great father to my daughter. On the 18th day of July 1925, Hitler published the first volume of Mein Kampf.